This is BBC Bite Size with Chris Smith and with Richard Van Norden. We're from The Naked Scientists. And in this podcast, we're finding out about the chemistry of acids and bases. So, Richard, what actually is an acid?
Well, you meet lots of acids in everyday life. Basically, things which taste sour are normally acidic. So lemon juice and vinegar are acids. And you can also get stronger acids like hydrochloric acid, HCl, nitric acid, HNO3, or sulfuric acid, H2SO4. So when added to water, what's actually happening is that all these compounds will split in two. They'll release a positive hydrogen ion and a negatively charged counter ion, whatever's left. So, for example, HCl, hydrogen chloride, is a gas. If it's dissolved in water, it will split into H+, the hydrogen ion, and Cl-, chloride ions. It's the H+ ions which make the solution acidic. And we also describe it as having a low pH.
And what does pH actually mean?
Well, pH is calculated from the concentration of hydrogen ions in the solution. The more hydrogen ions there are present, the lower the pH. This takes a bit of getting used to, since when the pH goes up, that means the concentration of hydrogen ions goes down.
So that means then that an acid must have a low pH.
Yes, an acid has a pH below 7. A neutral solution has a pH of exactly 7, and anything above 7 is alkaline or basic.
Why basic?
Well, a base is just any substance which will react with hydrogen ions. So often they are metal oxides, carbonates, or hydroxides.
So what's the difference then between something being basic and something being alkaline?
Well, if we refer to something as alkaline, we mean something a bit more specific, because there must be hydroxide OH- ions present. Soluble hydroxides like sodium hydroxide are known as alkalis. If you add sodium hydroxide to water, it will split into sodium ions and hydroxide ions, and it's the hydroxide that will react with any acidic hydrogen ions present.
So is it only these soluble hydroxides that can make an alkaline solution?
Not always, because bases that can dissolve in water, like ammonia, NH3, can steal a hydrogen from an H2O, a water molecule. And so you're left with hydroxide OH- ions, which is exactly what we need to make an alkaline solution. What you're left with is the NH4+ ammonium ions, and they behave in the same way as a metal ion does in other reactions.
So what happens when an acid and an alkali react together?
The hydrogen ions from the acid react with the hydroxide ions from the alkali to form H2O, water. This neutralizes the acid and base, and the other ions stay in solution to form a salt.
So an acid plus an alkali makes a salt of some kind plus water. So what is a salt?
Well, if you react sodium hydroxide with nitric acid, the hydrogen and hydroxide ions will react to give water, as we've said, and you'll be left with sodium ions, Na+, and nitrate ions, Na3-. These attract one another. So if you dried these out, they would crystallise in an ionic lattice, and that's a salt.
And is this how we get the salt that we put on our chips?
Yeah, the table salt that we use is sodium chloride, which you could make by reacting sodium hydroxide with hydrochloric acid. And for a slightly different way of making the same thing, you could react sodium carbonate with hydrochloric acid.
So in chemical terms, what's actually happening when you add an acid to a carbonate like that?
Well, if you react an acid with a carbonate like calcium carbonate, the carbonate ions will decompose to give you carbon dioxide and water. For example, calcium carbonate, CaCa3, plus sulfuric acid, H2SO4, will produce calcium sulfate, CaSO4, and the split up carbon dioxide, CO2, and water, H2O. That means you get carbon dioxide, water, and a salt. Now, this salt is often more soluble than your starting carbonate was, so it will actually dissolve the carbonate. In the real world, this means that acid rain will dissolve buildings made out of calcium carbonate, or as we call it, limestone. It's also how sherbet works.
What's it got to do with sherbet?
Well, sherbet is a mixture of sodium hydrogen carbonate, citric acid, and some sugar to make it taste nice. The citric acid will react with the sodium hydrogen carbonate to form sodium citrate, salt, water, and carbon dioxide. And it's the carbon dioxide which makes the bubbles in the fizz.
So why don't they just react in the packet before they get near your mouth?
The acid and the carbonate are locked up in solid crystals and can't reach one another until they're dissolved in water. And that's why they only fizz when they meet your saliva.
So acids react with bases, we've established that. Do they react with anything else?
Well, really strong acids can react directly with reactive metals. For example, magnesium will react with sulfuric acid to produce magnesium sulfate and hydrogen gas.
How does that work?
If the metal atoms are more reactive than hydrogen, they give each hydrogen ion an electron. So this turns pairs of hydrogen ions into molecules of hydrogen gas, and the metal atoms, having lost electrons, become positively charged ions. So a metal plus an acid will produce the metal salt and hydrogen, and the more reactive the metal and the more concentrated the acid, the faster the reaction.